Hey there, today I'm going to be talking to you about why being competitive matters more than you might think. Welcome to Becoming the Best Runner. My name is Angelo, and on this podcast, I'm looking to help you on your running journey and to share the lessons competitive running has to offer to help you and myself grow and accomplish more in our lives. In today's episode, we have no sponsors, but I do ask that you give this podcast a 5-star rating and share this episode with those who you think it can help. All right. Well, I first of all just wanted to say I apologize because this was already supposed to be out and you'll probably get this on Tuesday. Some technical difficulties, but here we are going right into today's episode, which is why being competitive actually matters. Back in 2019, I decided to do one of the hardest things I could think of, which was to run a half marathon. I know what you're thinking. Why not a marathon? Well, I like to increment my training, and I've already done 5Ks, 10Ks, and I've done in-betweens, but I've never, beyond a 10K, but I've never done 13.1 miles straight as a race. So I decided that I was going to do it for the first time. And so I went out there, found a program that I thought would fit me based on how I knew how I ran and everything. And it, started incrementing slowly because one of the things I do want to do and what I was looking for was some way to get me close to the finish line, meaning that I needed to, before I stepped on that start line when I chose the race, I needed to be able to know that I could already do the 13.1 miles. So I incrementally increased my running through this training program. And about 3 weeks left to the start line, I got an injury. I was coming around a corner and all of a sudden a shearing pain came through my calf. And it felt like somebody was like trying to slice it. Like it was just like this sharp pain going across the middle of my calf. And I had to slow down tremendously. And I still had a good 5K left before I got to where I started. Because usually I go out an hour and I turn back around. So here, and I think I was almost close to the full 2 hours. And this would have been I'm there. I can do a half marathon. Well, can you imagine in my mind what was running through my head at that moment in time? Like, maybe I can't run a half marathon. Well, I have 3 weeks left. Why am I getting injured now? Like, what does this mean? Can I keep running? Well, after I got all the flash flood of negativity flowing through my head, I said, whoa, let's rein it back, and I need to implement my IRP, which is an injury running plan, something I suggest everybody has in case they get an injury during or what to do after, because a lot of people, once you get injured, kind of just go off the cuff. But if you have a plan what to do in different situations, you won't let the, emotion take over and hijack you and could create more injury. So I started implementing my IRP, so I slowed down, started walking. I was hoping somebody would find me that I knew and pick me up and drive me back, but no luck, and probably for the better, because I had sweat all over me. It was cake salt all over my face. My shirt was all soaked. My camelback was probably soaked too, where I took my water with me. So I was just a mess. So I started walking. Then I tried picking it up. I was like, okay, maybe just a little bit of walking. Let's see. But it was like a walk run. At the end, I just needed to walk back and get to the car. So I get back in the car, I get into the car, I drive home, and now all the negativity is starting to flow through me. Does this mean I can't do the half marathon? All this hard work, now just to throw it away. And, what if I can't get back into it? What do I do? And how do I progress from here? And what happened? Like, what caused it? What created that problem? Because I didn't want it to happen again. Like, all these things started flowing through me, like really throwing me for a loop. But a part of me just wanted to give up, right? Like, at this point, I was like, I put in the hard work. I don't want to show up and just not finish. And that was the thing. Like, for me, a DNF, a did not finish, is like the last thing I ever want on my name next to on a race paper. It's only happened to me once. And I, to be honest, I did not like it. It actually, my coach had to tear me off the track or the course, a cross-country course, in order to get me to stop running. I was literally running with one shoe and the other shoe was off. I was getting blood blisters underneath my feet. And instead of me ruining the rest of my season, my coach was running after me and yanked me off the course. At that point, I wasn't scoring for the team. I dropped too far back. So it just didn't make sense. That was the only time I got a DNF, and I do not. I hate to start something and never finish it in a race. And that was like my fire. And I said to myself, you know what? To make sure that I really cannot run, I'm still going to try this out. I'm still going to practice. I have to start back at the beginning and ease back into it, like run a mile, see how I feel, do a 5K, you know, start using my IRP. But I'm still going to show up at the start line, because I know for me, to get that DNF, you would have to, like, yeah, literally, like, I'd have to be totally ripped off the track, or I collapse, broken, whatever. And that's what was going to have to happen to me. And I knew if I showed up to the line, the start line, that I knew for a fact that nothing was going to stop me unless I was really broken. So the gun goes off. I show up at the start line. I finally was able to work myself back up in 3 weeks, surprisingly, was able to go out there, get to the start line, and I went off. And probably with 5K left into the run, my calf started acting up again. Oh my gosh, like, I started freaking out. Like, seriously, I got all the way through this in 10 miles, and now I only have like 3 miles left, and you're telling me that I'm gonna collapse at this point? Like, oh, come on, seriously? And I did not want that DNF, so I slowed down. I started jogging like a lot slower, and then I tried picking it up, because it was a fight, right? It's a fight between the longer I stay out here, then the more likely I'm going to get injured. The faster I run, the more likely I'm going to get injured. So it's like that fine line of like trying to find, like, not go too fast, but not go too slow. Well, needless to say, I finally pushed through and I got across the finish line without having to walk, without having to stop. And I was so relieved. I was so relieved. But why do I tell you this story, right? Like, what's the whole point of telling you this journey that I went on my first half marathon? It's because if I didn't think about that DNF, if I didn't think about that competitive side of me just showing up, like putting in that hard work and going out there, I probably would have stopped. If I didn't have an IRP, there's a lot of things that came into play, but the major, major thing that kept me going was that I didn't want a DNF. And I almost put so much pressure on myself to even go to the line, even if I wasn't ready, just to make sure that I was broken. I was willing to risk that I was going to run in light of that I might get a DNF. And there was no way I was going to let that happen. Literally, you'd have to, like, I would probably hobble on one foot and keep on going until I got to the finish line. That's how intense my competitiveness was. But at the very beginning, my goal was to cross the finish line and run an 8-minute mile. That was my goal when I started the season. started the training. And so for me to go into that with that injury, and even having it in the back of my mind, I said to myself, you know what? We have to change the competitiveness. We have to change the competition of myself and what I expect to do. And my expectation now is to cross the finish line and to not put that DNF next to my name. If I didn't have that mindset, if I didn't reach out to that competitiveness side of me, the pain was horrible. Like, if you know me at all, in order for me to stop running, it takes a lot. It's not an easy thing to do. Once I start, I do not like to stop. So if as you go along this journey and find out, like, how, as I tell you more stories about my running, you'll see, like, that's like a big no-no to me, unless I've already planned for it. But for me to stop, like, that has to be like a major injury. Like, I just do not slow down for no reason at all. The only other time, injuries are the only time I really slow down, or in the extreme heat where my heart rate raises to a certain pulse rate, then I'll slow down because I don't want to overheat or anything like that. But those are the only two times. So in order for me to actually stop, it means a lot. That's how extreme the injury was. But to go back out there, to keep on going, to keep on fighting, to keep on, like, just let's see what we can do with only 3 weeks left. I mean, it was literally the last week and I still, like, had like a little twinge in there. I just completed the entire run, but I could feel it, like, sort of like, I don't know, like, have you ever felt like something kind of like just lurking? And it was just like lurking, waiting for me to make a mistake. And again, I didn't know what created the problem, and I really wish I did. So, but anyways, I finished it. So why, and this is why I think people should get into competitive running, because getting into competition brings you to that next level. And a lot of you, I don't know about you, but for me, I have felt a lot of my life, like, felt on like this hamster wheel. I'm just churning this wheel, just running on it, like going through the routines. This is what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, go to work, make money for somebody else, you know, follow someone else's lead, do all these things. And it just becomes like this, like, you become robotic and there's no life to what you're doing. And I couldn't stand that. And so I needed to find a way to make life matter. Because if you think about it, we are lucky human beings. If you're listening to this, you are super lucky. I am super lucky that we are even alive, that we get to do to do this thing called life. And a lot of people are sleeping and just going through the motions and just like living life based on some script that's probably been handed down to you, and you're just running through it. And what I'm saying is that there's another whole level out there, and you got to find it, and you got to go compete, like, be competitive. And that doesn't mean like competition has to be who's faster, who can run the longest, or who can do the most. It can be many different things. It could be like, and it doesn't even have to be against other people. It could be against yourself, and it could be creative things. Like, how many, let's say you're an artist, how many drawings can you pump out in 5 minutes? How many people can you get to stop and watch your painting or your drawing? Right? Like, there's many different things we can go after to be competitive. And I think it's super important. And that's why I think running should be a competitive sport that you decide to do. Because with that, you can actually learn a lot of things. Because with running, there's so much that goes into running that relates to the real world. And that's what I want to be talking about in this podcast as we go forward, is the lessons that I'm learning or that I have learned, to share that with you. And I say to share with you, because I don't have all the answers. I'm not here thinking like I am the know-all be-all, but I know that what I have found to work is what I'm going to share with you. What I'm experiencing, I'm going to share with you, because what I learned today doesn't mean it's true for tomorrow. And that's one of the things I want to point out, is we should be looking to get to that next level. And to do that, sometimes we have to break our already existing beliefs. But in order to start that, I really think you have to start being competitive. And I would say choose it in multiple areas of your life. I am biased and will say choose competitive running as one of them. And then your second or third can be in something like wealth, could be in relationships, could be in career, could be in time management. Whatever it is, choose two things, running competitively being one of them, to actually go out there and step up, right? To step up and go to that next level, to find out who you really are. If you're going through the routines, you're not finding out who you really are. You're just kind of making it through. And if you're saying to me right now, well, Angela, I don't know like what else I want to be competitive in, or I don't even know that I want to be competitive in running. I don't even know if I want to run. Well, okay, that's fine. But go out there and start exploring. Like, explore what your passions are. I tell my sons all the time, like, they're like, I want to be blah, blah, blah. It doesn't even matter what comes out of their mouth. I'm like, great, go do it. Go try it. Go do whatever it is that you need to do in order to find that passion. And once you find something that lights you up, like consumes you, then go all out, right? Find that competitiveness person inside you and go all out. That doesn't mean you have to rage war. That doesn't mean that you have to be like so loud and extrovert or anything like that. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fire that makes you want to take whatever you have and see how far you can go with it. And then when you start something, like start like everything right now that you're doing, if there's something that you want to do better, right now, whatever you're doing, make that the standard and then just go out there and beat it. And just go out there and beat it. And that doesn't mean, when I say go all out, that doesn't necessarily mean like, okay, I'm going to be competitive running. I want to compete in a half in a marathon. I haven't run forever and tomorrow I'm going to go do a marathon. That's not what I mean by going all out. We want to be smart about being competitive, but we want to make sure we're choosing goals that are worthy of us to compete for, right? And that could be a slow process. It doesn't have to be fast. Again, the competitiveness is just to go above the standard, whatever standard you set. And then to beat it, that's the competitiveness. But it has to be like a little challenging too. It can't be too easy. It can't be too hard. You have to find that fine line of what competition is, because if the challenge is too hard, you may burn out, you may hurt yourself. If it's not enough of a challenge, if it's too weak, then you may find yourself bored. You may want to give up and you're not going to be into it. Right? So we got to find that fine line. Now, that doesn't mean you can't be, going back to a little bit what I was talking about, that doesn't mean you can't be on fire, you can't rage war or whatever. And when I say war, meaning like, be like Braveheart, be like, yeah, freedom, like I got this, let's go and get it. Like, that's okay too, to be that loud and go for it. I'll tell you another quick story of me trying to get a job. At one point, I interviewed for a job. I didn't get it right away. I was actually ripped a new one as to why I shouldn't get it. And I went back and developed myself because I needed to become a better person. I realized at that time that I wasn't the person that I wanted to be. I wasn't the person that I needed to be, and that I needed to step up. And so I went back and self-developed myself. Going back to that interview, I used a technique that Tony Robbins shared that I learned from going through his programs, was state management. And I went right into that, into the bathroom right before the interview, and I started doing my power move, which is an aggressive, forceful move that creates a lot of energy. And I used that to get myself into the state that I needed to in order to knock out that interview to get the job. But I share these things so that there are different ways you can look at competitiveness. It's just stepping up to that next level and being hungry about it, right? Go out there, get hungry, go after whatever it is that you want. And don't let people take you down, right? That's the other thing about competitiveness. Like, other people are going to try to take you down. If they see you trying to do something, trying to do better, or, you know, even your methods, people may not even realize you're being competitive or whatever. But once you start stepping up, you got to do things your way. You got to figure it out your way. You can't let others dictate the way you're competitive. You can't listen to me and say, oh, this is how I be competitive. You got to decide what that means for you. All I know is that it's a challenge against yourself or others, and it doesn't mean you have to be the best in the world. I just like to set the standard really high. And if I feel that somebody's, and I'm an all or nothing type of person, so if I feel like somebody is suppressing me, then I will shut down. I will not compete. I will not compete, or I will decide to blow them out of the water in my competition. It doesn't even, but I have to do it my way, right? I have to approach things my way when it comes to competitiveness. Because if I do it some other person's way, then I'm not running my race. I'm not doing things the way I'm programmed to do things. For example, let's say in your career, like for me, in my career, I rose and risen above the ranks, or climbed up the ladder, because of my ability to examine things. I question things. I re-question things to catch people off guard, because if they say one thing and then they don't say the same thing again, then I know they don't really know what they're talking about. So sometimes I will ask people the same questions over and over again. I will also dive in deep. So deep that I will know the nuts and bolts of everything. That's how deep I want to get. And that's how I move up the ranks in my career. That's how I become competitive. Nobody can get to the level of detail that I can. And I know that about myself. And that's what makes me so good at what I do, is that I get to the very so finite that when people are so high up, they have no clue what they're talking about. And it becomes very awkward sometimes for me, because like I will bring up something and somebody will start talking and they clearly have no idea what they're talking about. But you got to kind of like hold it back, but you got to compensate for it. But you can be competitive in knowledge, right? Like, how much knowledge can you gain? Like, how far into this can you get that nobody else can even touch you, and you know the system inside and out? When I was an accounts receivable manager, I knew the processes before that entered into my world and the ones that we affected after things entered my world. And I knew them so much, so well, better than everybody else, but it doesn't happen overnight, right? And so this is what I'm trying to say. Like, sometimes things isn't speed. Like, for me, it like took years for me to like really dive in deep, to really understand it in a way that nobody else could. But when I understood it, I was always 10 steps ahead of everybody. I would go into meetings already knowing what was going to happen or based on what was going to happen, I was already five steps ahead. If they went into a meeting, the answer was going to be a yes or no, and I already had it mapped out five steps later what was going to happen if they said yes or no, and how that conversation was going to go. A lot of people can't do that, and that's what put me above the rest of most, is because I could see things that others couldn't. I could connect the dots where others can't. And I was asking questions that people didn't want to answer because they didn't have a good grasp of what was going on. But that competitiveness, that knowledge, that base that I have, I bring that with me in everything. In running, I broke it down. Like, I started understanding things. I started questioning everything I did. And to get into that half marathon, I had to break things down. Like, that's why I wanted to know what happened with my calf. I wanted to make sure I understood exactly what was going on. How can I prevent it? How can I make sure this never happens again and keep going, right? And get to that next level. Oh, did I tell you at the end of that race, I was aiming to complete it and do an 8-minute mile? Did you know how fast I actually ran it? I don't know if I told you. I ran it in 7 minutes and 30 seconds for each mile. That was my pace. Even broken at the very end, I came through and ran faster. What could have easily just been, and I don't say this to sound conceited or anything like that. What I'm trying to show you is that I could have easily given up and not even ran because of what happened to me, or because I stepped up in the way that I knew I could step up, I was able to get things done. I was able to not only cross the finish line, but I crossed the finish line even better than I expected. And at first it looked shaky, right? At first it was like, uh-oh, here we go. We're not where I need to be. 3 weeks into it, I'm not where I need to be, but I trust the process. I trust myself. I listened to my body, and I took the things that I love to be competitive in, and I bring it into other worlds. So just as much as I bring running into my other worlds in the other areas of my life, I bring those into running, and they complement each other. And this is what you need to find out there. And so, long story short, because I love to tell long stories, go out there. Be competitive. Don't be shy. Don't be competitive in the standard way. Find out where you can be competitive. It doesn't have to be what everybody else wants it to be. Being competitive is what makes you special. It's unique. Nobody is like you. Nobody is going to be like you. And you need to take your uniqueness, your specialty, and capitalize on it and be competitive in that and find it in different areas. And what really sets you apart is your story, right? Your story, the way you bring it out. And that's what I love about being competitive, is everybody's like, well, being competitive means you have to destroy everybody. And when I say becoming the best runner, everybody thinks, well, you're trying to destroy everybody. You're trying to be the best runner. I'm trying to be the best runner that I possibly can. And if that means that I become the world's best runner and I can crush everybody, great. Does it mean that's going to happen? No. But why not aim for it if I can? Right? Why not go for it? Why not step up and just say, what am I capable of doing? Maybe I'll reach it, maybe I won't. But if I don't aim high, how am I going to get there? Right? And that's the other thing about being competitive. Nobody can dictate it for you. I got one more thing to say. Nobody, like I said, I shoot from the hip here. Nobody can dictate your competitiveness. I just want that to sink in. You get to decide how you're competitive, where you become competitive. If others try to force it on you, it's not you. Okay? Just keep that in mind. So go out there, be competitive, be the best that you can be, and Let me know. Let me know what it is that you're being competitive on, okay? And how do you do that? Okay, let's I'll get to that in a moment. Just get ready for the next episode where I'm going to talk about the fire that keeps us going, like that burns inside of us. We have the competitiveness, right? Instead of being routine, we go out there, we want to be competitive, but now we need that fire. Like, we need to connect it to the fire that will keep us going. And I'm going to talk about that in the next episode next week. So be ready for it. Get ready for it, because that's where we're going to really step things up. We got the fire, but how do we keep it stoked? How do we keep burning when things get tough, when that injury comes along? How do we get deep down inside of us and reach beyond and go out there and stoke that fire? All right. Let me know what it is that you're being competitive on. By doing that, you need to follow me on Instagram. That's Angelo_Santito. That's my profile name. That's Angelo_Santito. Santito. Again, Angelo_Santito. Or you can join our Facebook group. I love you to join there, because then we can get some good conversations going and flowing. And all you have to do is go to Facebook, do a search for groups, and do NAC Warriors. That's N as in Nancy, A as in Amy, C as in Charles, Warriors. And that's where you can find us. All right, until the next episode, I can't wait to hear from you what it is that you're going to compete in and what is it that you compete in. Have a good one. I'll talk to you next time.